where this is where the this is where your story comes in. This is where your plot. You've got like 15 seconds to bring up a plot, right? Brian's dead, right? So
Brian's dead.
Yeah, Brian died. Basically, if you don't make a cat, if you don't make an episode, you die, right? There's no bringing you back.
Gamer's Guide to the Galaxy. Interstellar Gaming Podcast.
Welcome back to Gamer's Guide to the Galaxy. I will be your acting captain today, and my name's Vader.
I'm back as well. How are you all doing? All right! Getting a bit excited there for getting protocol. I'm Stuart, back again. Unfortunately, after events that led to Brian's death and then his reincarnation as an android to, funnily enough, get put in a trash compactor by myself as I was chief litter picker, I have now been demoted yet again to chief litter rummager. Yes, I rummage through space bins because, you know, that's the way I do it. And that's how things are after I put the plaque up in memory of Brian. Godspeed, my friend. But I have to have a word with you, Charles. We have found something in the bin. Space bin.
What have you found?
It looks like a body.
What have you found?
As well as some Mars bar wrappers. What do we do with the body? It could be an alien. It could not.
I'm...
Shoot it!
Body.
Quick!
Oh,
shoot it!
I'm...
It's alive!
It's like a jelly baby! Kill it!
Please don't space me again.
Quick! Call a meeting!
I vote Jesse stays.
It's convenient how you know our name before we're even introduced.
Oh, my name is on my space suit.
Okay. Huh. I thought it was like the thing, but it was ripped off, so we don't know whose dead body's whose when we find the dead bodies. Who's this?
No.
Just a pair of long johns.
Name right here. Name, pronouns, height. I don't know why my height is here, but...
Allergic to almonds.
I love almonds, but they make my butt itch.
It's a good, that's a good boys reference if you watch The Boys.
I've seen season two.
So.
But yeah, how are you, Jesse? Stopping by the Ghost of Kojima.
howdy.
I'm glad we found you in the rubbish bin.
I'm glad to be found.
Stellar trash compactor.
Yeah, I could have been compacted.
I like how we're all still in the trash compactor. That's the best bit about this show, the new is. We're all sitting inside it. It's a bit Star Wars-y. There's a wee tentacle monster wiggling about. Somebody's going to need to prop up C-3PO in a minute. Luckily, we have the dead body of Brian.
Luckily, we have the dead body of Brian to beat back the monster with.
Yeah. It's handy for something. Keep you warm at night.
See, I told you, Jesse, I warned you that Stuart derails us. But it's all in good fun. This is a new podcast we are running. This is the first time you've joined us as a guest on our spaceship. Do you want to tell the folks more about yourself, Jesse?
That would make sense. Besides the... So when I'm not hanging out in garbage, I'm an illustrator and an editor. That sounds more exciting than it is. I edit like junk mail,
which ends up in the trash. See, it's all connected.
Yeah, it comes full circle. Just, you know, to be helpful, they them pronouns. And I like video games.
Don't we?
Indeed, we do.
See, Jesse, we've been acquaintances for quite a while. It's been a while since we've talked, which I feel bad about, but it's been a crazy year.
I think that's an understatement, but
I
want
to say that it's been a few years since we first met each other online, and I just want to say how cool it's been to see you grow as an artist.
Oh, thank you.
Like, I mean, watching from a distance because maybe I'm one of those internet creeps. I don't mean to be. But yeah, it's just been cool to see you grow and develop and find success in what you do. It's really cool.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I work very hard on what I do, and I put a lot of time and effort into it. And, you know, a lot of people that I've met through podcasting stuff, you know, y'all have been some of the most supportive people I've ever met in my life, and it keeps me going, to be quite honest. So I really appreciate it, especially now when it feels like everything is sad. You know, I just, every time I get a like or a comment or something from one of the podcast amalgamation, it just keeps me moving forward and reminds me, it's like, oh yeah, somebody's looking at this. It's not just me staring at it in the dark.
Must be hard to draw in the dark.
Yep.
You know, you think it is. Actually, recently I've been having a lot of trouble with my eyeballs, my juicy orbs, because I get ocular migraines. So I've had to, like, turn the backlight on my computer down a lot while I'm drawing and turn the lights, all the extraneous lights off in my room. So I am actually kind of drawing in the dark sometimes, but, you know, I make it work somehow.
Happy mistake. Is Bob, is the legend Bob Ross would say, just a little happy mistake.
Yeah. There's no happy accident.
Happy mistake.
I mean, just beat the devil out of it. It'll be fine. Is that an exorcist or a painting? Who knows, Bob, but you're doing a grand job.
Fun fact, don't actually beat the devil out of your brush, because that sent turpentine everywhere, which is super bad for you to inhale. So, don't do that. Toxic.
Also, of all the places for the demonic body to hide inside a brush, I'm like, yeah, it's a bit weird. It's a bit strange. Could be a wash machine, could be a cooker, could be a hairdryer. Nah, I'm a paintbrush. My fan brush, not even a proper paintbrush. It's like,
Yeah, but if it would be smart if the devil embodies the paintbrush and everything that's painted comes to life as murderous creatures.
Disney for me, I'm sorry, I'm out.
I mean, like, I draw a lot of pinups, so some people would say that, like, the devil is in my tablet pen.
Just, I'm going to speculate and say it's an Apple, but it's just that Steve Jobs embodied it with the power of Apple. Watch this, it'll be a Samsung or something. Totally off the mark.
They're just like, oh, look at you with all these devilish titties.
I don't even know where to go from here.
take us somewhere, Captain.
I forgot to ask if I'm allowed to be lewd on this ship.
We're Queen and Sailors on here. Not a curse word amongst us. Yeah, fucking right.
You do you, Jesse.
And we've got an editing machine, and it does what it does well.
I think I'm known for going on Don't Give Up Skeleton and talking about snakes first, being devoured snakes first. So, vored snakes first is what I think I said.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
I imagine it's like, you know, when they, like, you have to eat octopus live. And, I mean, you don't have to.
Oh, no,
nobody
no thanks.
Has to do that. But, like, they say you have to chew it really well because the tentacles will stick to your throat.
And another invent, I enjoy eating tires raw. It's as good as octopus. Just a bit fresher, you know what I mean? That rubbery goodness, just chowing and chowing and chowing. How you impersonate a cow? Eat a raw octopus. Just noop, noop, noop.
Yeah, no. Because you see those, there was a delicacy that was, I think it was in Japan.
But ain't involving chocolate or pineapple,
but yeah, it was,
I don't care. You know the score.
You get the little octopus and they put like vinegar or something to make the muscles move.
Yeah. That's the same idea as chopping my chicken's head off and feeding it for 2 weeks. You know what I mean? No, the head, the chicken. I think the world record.
Oh yeah, you have to like drop eyedropper. You can, if you hit it at the right spot and you don't hit the brainstem, you can keep it alive for a long time. Mm. I don't know why you would, for ethical reasons, but like you can.
Don't know. One of the greatest videos I've ever seen is of red-tinted sunglasses for chickens during the 1930s because chickens are cannibals. And so this whole infomercial is very quaint and cozy, but it's about the idea that if chickens see blood, they cannibalise their own. So you buy these little shades that sit on their faces. And it's the weirdest thing in the world, seeing a farmer putting teeny tiny specks on chickens so they don't see red. It apparently neutralises their sight. True story. Cannibal chickens, they're a thing.
That's hilarious. Can we go back to talking about Jesse's drawing?
If it ain't cannibals and ain't chickens, I ain't interested.
This is way too creepy.
Well, what we are... This?
Chickens
we are...
can put their shades on too.
Have you seen
Sorry,
it?
Continue.
I was going to retrieve it. Alright, okay. It's weird. It's like...
This got very
it's post-war,
weird.
So that's also quite cool. But, yeah. It is Halloween month, innit? So, yeah. Ooh, spooky chickens.
Spooky month, eh? Yeah, we have chickens.
Oh, fucking segue, son! You are on fire! Let's have the update. How's the hook? Who's the hook? How's the coop doing?
The coop is great. The chickens are way happier. But now, that beady look they give me, I'm looking in a different way. They're waiting for me to die so they
No,
can
they're
me.
Just looking to see if you've cut your finger. You cut your finger the one morning opening of a letter or something. Just a it's like a shark. It's a land shark. You just drop a tiny bit of blood in a chicken coop and they will fucking have you. They will rip. It's like piranha. They are piranha-i of the land. Just beware.
Chickens, sharks of the land.
Like bats or chicken in the cave. You know what I mean?
I don't trust chickens, so that makes sense.
Like anything that can't fly, just don't trust it.
So
they can sort of fly. They can like.
I can sort. I can sort of fly as well if I get high enough and run fast enough. You know what I mean? Still doesn't mean I'm going to shit an egg out every fucking 24 hours.
Yes, but my chicken coop is doing well. They love it. I made the hut, but they kind of didn't lay. They refused to lay eggs in the laying egg section I made
TripAdvisor
at
rating?
First, but now the...
What's the TripAdvisor rating on it?
It's five out of five, for sure.
That makes me happy. I like the fact your chickens use TripAdvisor.
they're actually laying eggs where they're supposed to now, and we're looking at getting a few more because I've got more space, and so we have more chickens to murder
Fantastic.
Me, potentially.
Have you ever like watched them lay an egg and then hold it against your face because it's super warm?
With the chicken or the egg?
No, that's too weird. Ooh, though there's another good segue. We've been having one of our chickens has a bit of a loose butt and is laying eggs that are round instead of egg shaped. So we're getting almost perfectly round eggs at the moment.
For a minute, I thought you were going to say that it was doing square eggs like the Japanese make.
Oh, Jesus, God.
So, we
it's
have...
It's the cloaca.
It's like you live in Minecraft.
Oh, my God.
No, even the eggs are egg-shaped in Minecraft.
I don't know. I'm not a child. I'm sorry.
Well, I am, apparently, and I know that the eggs in Minecraft... They're flat. They're only two-dimensional, but they're sort of egg-shaped.
So,
just
do you eat your eggs with the crust on?
Hold on, the crust? You mean the shell?
I was peeling an egg the other day, and I was like, man, gotta get this crust off. And I was like, wait, there's a word for this, it's shell. And then I had the cursed thought of, do you eat your eggs with the crust on or off?
I think you'd have to be a pretty savage to eat the shell as well.
I mean, like...
So no, the answer is no to your question.
Would it hurt me?
Probably. Nah, you feel like a sore gut, probably.
Nah, you chew
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just unpleasant, I guess. Because sometimes I miss when I'm, like, eating a hard-boiled egg and you get a little bit of, like, crunch and you're like, oh, God, just unpleasant.
But I tell you, that little bit of fleck of shell, it feels like you're eating like a quarter or something, doesn't it?
It feels like what I imagine chewing a bone would feel like. Like if I was eating teeth.
Yeah, like it's always way, it always feels way bigger than it actually is. But if you you chew it up, I'm sure it'll be fine. It's probably good for
the
you.
Basically,
it's full of calcium.
Basically saying if you don't chew it and break it up, it'll tear your insides. Good times. Enjoy.
Yeah, but if you chewed it, it wouldn't be a problem. You just got to go through the process of... I ate a snail shell and all once, and that was very similar, the texture of that shell, to an eggshell. I got $20 for doing it, though. So
won a point, won a prize.
My nephew got $5 for swallowing a goldfish whole, and I think about it a lot. And he's like, look at this video. It was Christmas time, and we were sitting on the couch, and he's like, Grandma, to my mom, look at this video of me swallowing a goldfish whole. I got $5 for it. And I was just, I exited my body. And it was like set to a rap song. It was like a TikTok of him swallowing a goldfish whole. And I was just like, you really should have asked for more than $5, my dude.
Yep, and this is why I worry about our future. The youth of tomorrow, TikTok. Yeah. My first question was this in the 90s? Because wasn't there a whole trend in the 90s? Was it the 90s where people were having, like, cocktails with goldfish in them? Or was that earlier, like the 80s?
He was... Okay, I that might have been the 80s, but he was my nephew was just like it is even worse because it was a goldfish of unknown origin. My nephew was at like a fair and he won a goldfish, and then this random guy was like, I'll give you $5 to swallow that goldfish whole, and my nephew said yes.
Yeah, no.
And I want you to know he's not, like, a small child when he did this. I mean, he's a child. He's, like, 15. But, like, a 15-year-old did this. And it haunts me. Because we're related.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
get
that.
That's my brother's offspring.
I like goldfish.
Like.
If you get set by a shark, I don't want to be the first to say told you so, but, you know. I wouldn't be near the beach, just in case.
Yeah, nah. Goldfish, I like them too much. I have a pond full of them.
Yeah, they're cute.
And they're pretty.
Swallows of fish. Yeah. Live like that.
The Japanese.
Yes.
I eat sashimi a lot, and I enjoy it, but it's already dead at least. Like, it's raw, but it's dead.
Just a corpse. It's fine. Yeah, it's just,
that's my... If I opened a sushi restaurant, that would be my, what do you call it? My like catchphrase. It's raw, but it's dead.
I thought you were gonna call it Fish Corpse is the name of the restaurant.
Fish Corpse.
It's raw. Fish Corpse is the name of the restaurant, and the catchphrase is "It's raw, but it's dead."
Yep.
Delicious.
How did we get here?
Oh, right.
How did
we're
we get here?
Welcome to Fisherman's Hour. Next time on Catch of the Week, we carp on about something more exciting. Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, I know what you're going.
Yeah. So one thing we've been doing recently, because it's been 2020,
we've been checking in for the last nine months.
We've been checking in on each other, how we're surviving and coping with the Armageddon.
The world is ending around us. Update us on how your side of the world is surviving. Or thriving.
Oh. So how have you thrived and survived during this time, Jesse?
Well, I live in America.
God bless it.
Enough said.
Hey, yeah. Trump's the only man I know that can get it hospital for a day and then come out like a fucking robot, man. They pumped him for steroids. He must be fucking... He's for the good stuff. This whole idea, like, America's got a cure, is just reinforced by the fact that Trump gets it and then he's back out walking about next day. Yeah, okay.
Oh, we don't have a cure. In fact, I read an article recently that was talking about how because America handled the lockdown so badly...
It was a CIA that made it.
That because we handled it so badly, we've actually created a breeding ground. And so the problem is that, I mean, like, obviously all viruses evolve and they change and they mutate and blah, 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 blah. But we've allowed it to happen at such a rate that it's mutating so fast that they're worried that even masks and washing hands are not going to be enough to stop this thing. And I'm sitting here, barbecue sauce on my titties, while everybody else is, like, arguing over whether or not wearing a mask is, like, a social rights issue. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, I'm sorry. I don't mean to get political, yep. But I'm living in a literal hellscape. Somebody called America a third world country with a Gucci belt, and I have never read anything more accurate in my entire life.
But that Gucci belt was in turn made in Pakistan, so really it's a kind of a robberous scenario, you know what I mean?
It's a fucking nightmare. And, like, on top of that, like, people are blaming, you know, the pandemic for, like, the civil rights issues we're having. And it's like, no, these were always here. Like, we have been dealing with these forever. It's just that the plague has, like, exacerbated the issues. Like, all of these issues that people are like, oh, COVID has caused a housing problem. I'm like, no, the housing problem was there before. Or, like, oh, people are tired of the police now. It's like, no, police were killing black people before. Like, this is an issue that existed before. It's just that now you're forcing us to deal with that, and the fact that some people are just going to be evicted for no reason. None of us are able to survive, and you cared about the economy more than you cared about human lives. And so, quite frankly, I'm tired. And, like, so, and I also live in California, if people didn't know that. So I also have been breathing smoke every day for the past few days. And actually since the beginning of August, our weather, like, I check the weather app. It just says smoke. The weather is smoke. Like, ash rains down from the sky. It smells like burning rubber all the time. There were those days, I don't know if you guys saw...
You're cooking your tires now instead of eating them raw. That's
yeah,
advisable.
Yeah, exactly. you know that the raw tires, we have to cook them. We're not barbaric. I don't know if you guys saw the pictures of, like, the San Francisco Bay Area was just red. It was just, like,
Blade Runner,
bright red. And so it's been truly apocalyptic here, to the point of, like obviously all of America is, like, a fucking shit show right now, and a nightmare realm of, like, arguing whether or not to wear a mask, because people just don't care about other, like, you can't tell people to care about other human lives. You just can't. And so it's frustrating, because, like, the argument is, like, basically a lot of these arguments are like, please care about other humans, and people are like, no, I refuse. I'm like, ah, I see, have a nice day. Like, what are you to do? And so, like, but, like, because California, like, you constantly worrying about your house burning down and stuff, like, that I might, like, we're considering moving out of the state. If only I could move out of the country, but not all of us have that privilege, because COVID's everywhere. But, like,
you'll hear about that in a minute, I'm assuming. But trust me, somebody lives in the land of milk and honey in this podcast, and it's not me. But he'll tell you later.
Because why is this happening? I mean, I know why it's happening. Like, we have systemic issues.
The four more years poster outside the front door might hint at it. It's like, wait a minute, we put a moron in charge. Wait a minute, we'd be fucked. Yeah, wait a minute, we are fucked. Oh, right, okay, vote him in for four more years. We'll be fine. Just give him four more years, he'll fix it.
Well, like, let's talk about, like, I don't have enough time to explain the Electoral College on this podcast and how it's a nightmare realm and how you can lose the popular vote and still be the president. But that's a whole nightmare realm. And our president himself has said that they asked him about the peaceful relinquishment of power should he be voted out of office.
Nah, he's going to take it by force, and the boys, the Proud Boys in brackets, are going to help him and all that. And it's insane. It's
terrifying.
But the most beautiful thing is that no matter how fucking shit life gets this side of the water, yous are in a worse state than me, so I feel better about myself, because there's always somebody worse off than you. As I look across the water and wave, hi. Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry. I have to fight fascism in my country again. Good morning. Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, also, there's a plague happening.
Oh, damn, like, the Nazis are back in the Nazis are back at the end of the street. God damn it.
Yeah, exactly. I just, it's been a nightmare. So, yeah, that's what's happening. I lockdown update is that I've lost my fucking mind.
Even I don't walk down anymore. I thought that was all banned months ago and shit like that. I was all giving up hope.
It's truly a terrifying time to be alive. I'm just kind of like
in America.
Yeah, in America. I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for any other country, but here it truly feels like end of days. Like. And there are decisions, like, I don't feel safe anytime, anywhere, any day. So I'm living in a constant state of anxiety. But there are video games. So,
every cloud.
It's kind of like putting, like, a Band-Aid on a huge crack in a dam, right? Like, here you go.
I ain't going to stop much, but I'll always still finish some JRPGs. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, at least in a JRPG, I can, like, stop fascism with a big-ass sword. I can't do that here. I mean, maybe I could. Maybe I'm just not trying hard enough.
Well, I'm sure... You want to... I'll tell the next story in the spectrum. We'll go from fucked to meh to... Everything's peachy. So, Charles, you can come in at the end with your fucking land of joy and freedom. Fucking right. Island.
Wait, you have a real name? I thought your name was Vader.
Yes, his family loved Star Wars that much.
Did I not just tell you the story about how my dad's name is Rock, R-O-C-K?
Yeah, but...
I don't judge anybody. People tell me
ladies and gentlemen, mind's blown in real time.
Your name is Dad.
Yep, that is exactly it. No, yeah, I have a real boring name. It's Charles. And so everyone just online just calls me Vader. It's funny. Everyone I talk to online is just I'm their dad because everyone calls me Vader.
My mind is blown.
I've never called him my dad, so...
So, just... Sorry. Yeah. My son's name is actually Odin, though, so that's why, hence the Vader.
But he does have two eyes.
Oh, I learn something new every day.
Anyway, so...
It's...
Scotland, Britain, the land of the depressed. Now, Lockdown, Part 2, Electric Boogaloo. As of 6 p.m. tonight, every... alcohol establishment has been told to shut for 16 of your days because we are a booze-ridden nation and we can't go fucking 5 minutes without a drink. So no pubs or restaurants or that can say it. Well, there's loopholes, but the short of it is you won't be able to buy an alcoholic beverage in Scotland in an establishment for the next 16 days. And I hope to quell... The second wave, which I am riding high on, cowabunga, dude. It's what it is. It's like I say, I look at America and I feel happy inside because they are fucked and we are not quite as fucked, but we're getting there. England are dragging their heels. They will announce new lockdown measures on Monday. They're probably going to follow suit with us, but, you know, who cares? other than that, it's status quo, really, not allowed. Well, right now, we're stuck. We've been reinvoked to we can't go to other people's houses, and blah, blah, blah. So it's kind of like micro-lock. They're not killing the economy, but it's everything but the death switch on the economy that's in full effect right now. So,
and
yeah,
you guys
lockdown.
Bring
too.
Alcohol home? Or are you
well,
guys
that's
weird.
That's the kind of. That's the issue, is now they're saying people go to people's houses to drink. So there's a kind of. Second World War style, is your neighbour a Nazi, phone the authorities and we'll come and get them kind of thing. So if you have a house party, you're going to get the fuzz coming to clear you out, or arrest you or fine you.
Well,
so,
I'm thinking more like a Zoom pub.
No, we're more social race than that. It's not drinking unless you can punch the man next to you. if you can't throw a barstool at somebody, you're not trying hard enough. That's the California way of fighting. A party across the internet? What kind of civilized people are they we deal with here? I have no goddamn idea, Donald. They're just sitting there on the internet, drinking, not sitting next to each other, punching each other and twiddling their mustaches and talking about the goddamn weather. Aye, Angus, it's not for me, that internet drinking. No, it's not for me either, Donald. But, that's how it is right now. But yeah, video games are a coming. Like the holidays are a coming, although we have officially been told Christmas is cancelled. So I don't know what the Coca-Cola theme tune is going to be, because it's usually holidays are coming, but now it's probably stay in your house and lock the doors, draw the blinds and hide under the table with a 2-litre bottle of Coca-Cola are a coming. But yeah, panic buying kind of reared its head a little bit as well. It was a kind of thing at the start of lockdown. OG lockdown. Hey guys, I'm an OG lockdowner. Where panic buying came in, and that kind of reared its head again this week. Everybody shat themselves for shit tickets again. Don't know why. Always the shit tickets. But yeah, so
they don't want to go back to the Roman thing where you have a sponge on the end of a stick that you wipe
that.
Your ass with.
Doken leaf, fucking three doken leaves, one for up, one for down, and one to polish. That's how you do it. Grit your teeth. This watch is not stinging nettle.
A pine cone. I'm going to wipe my ass with a pine cone.
I don't know. I would imagine pine cones are for plugging holes in walls, not for wiping butts. See, for some bizarre reason, I imagined it was like a wee cocktail umbrella. It's like, it's a shower of shit. Anyway, swiftly moving. So we be fucked. Charles, fill us in on the land of joy. What's happened? Let me guess, you're having free ice cream this week because everything's hunky dory in your side of the world.
It's normal. Sorry.
Oh, man.
We had the big city, Auckland. They had some cases that got out in the wild. So we haven't been in proper lockdown since May, and then we went into a restricted. So it was restricted gatherings for a while down here in Wellington, but Auckland were in a higher lockdown because there were some cases got out. Mm-hmm. The annoying thing is like we all know it got out because of the border, because Kiwi's coming back home and the border's not being managed. Someone got out and caused trouble, but the officials won't admit where it came from. They keep saying, oh, we don't know how it restarted. Maybe it came on frozen food, which
I think you'll find
ridiculous.
It came from a black,
but in general,
black site, but that's another story for another night.
Well, there you go. But in general, we're the full country. Auckland's finally gone back to level one. We have a level system, Jesse, so we can know what we're at. And so it's basically business as usual. We just need to be tracking our movement. So if an outbreak happens anywhere, we can track who was close to isolate people. But yeah, I think
the only interesting thing I didn't mention was instead of calling it a lockdown, they're calling this situation a circuit breaker. It's like, that sounds quite high-tech. It's a high-tech solution to a low-tech problem. Just don't fucking go near people! Circuit breaker.
So, yeah, the only real difference here, we can't leave the country, really.
Why would you?
It's...
You know what I mean? Why would you if you're in a happy utopia, why leave it? I don't know.
I just...
Australia's just announced that the state of New South Wales and Northern Territories are welcoming Kiwis. So they said, oh, come over. But then if coming home, we would then have to go through lockdown.
Really?
But yeah, so
do you guys have access to testing?
Yeah.
Because we have to go through a whole ass process of evaluation before you can even get tested, and you can only get tested in third party places.
Oh,
our medical system's better.
Yeah, ours it's like there's kind of there's chains of command. So say my friend got it, I'd get a text message that would give me a basically a thing, like an application thing, to then book a... It basically goes, you've been near someone, book a test. Then you go to like a kind of big depot, that they're like industrial depots at like airports and sports arenas and stuff, where you stay in your car. But if I woke up one morning and I had a tickly cough, I can then go to another thing that'll... I think the argument is, if you have a test in the UK, so you can be tested in only like 3 days, give or take, if you really want somebody to scrub your throat.
Here it's like, okay, I want to get tested, right? And I basically, because we don't have, I mean, everybody knows about the American healthcare situation.
We miss Obamacare. I'm not even American and I miss Obamacare.
I actually still slightly benefit. So like, because California has Medi-Cal, I was able, after 4 fucking months, sorry, everyone, it was a trial, to get, like affordable healthcare. And but like still, like even with my healthcare plan, like I don't go through my hospital unless I'm already in the hospital for like a fever and a cough, they'll test
unless
me
they
there.
Drag you, man, unless I'm dragged in.
Yeah, they'll like test you if you are already like, if you already are like, you have a fever and the cough and the whole thing, the whole nine. If not, if you're just worried or you just came in contact with somebody else, like, I have to go through, like, CVS, which is, like a pharmacy brand. I don't know how to, like,
Do you have an
pharmacy
app?
Pharmacy store. No.
So you don't have, like, the app idea is, everybody download, it's an app, but the idea is it's, like, a kind of Minesweeper thing, whereas once somebody's confirmed that their app springs basically a radio message to everybody that their Bluetooth thing. I think your Bluetooth tags you into everybody. So it's kind of like a really, really creepy, dark version of what DS used to have with Street Pass.
The Street Pass.
It's like, no. Street Pass, but with F.
And, imagine the most low-tech caveman way of dealing with COVID you could possibly imagine.
Here's a rag on a stick. Go round back, yeah. Bush, and tickle yourself.
People won't even wear masks, bruh. Like, they...
and but how can you, like... at the start of this, if you fast-forward way back to yonder, it's like I was saying, like, we were the most prepped for this incident. The Division takes place in New York. The Division tells us what we must do in a viral breakout. You go into the dark zone, you put your mask on. You don't go into the dark zone and run about willy-nilly, like, look at me, I'm touching. No, it's like, that place is fucked, guys. Masks up. So why no mask up in the real world? Who knows?
I have no idea. This place is a nightmare realm. Like, there are countries who that, like, in shopping malls and stuff, they'll have, like, things that just automatically take your temperature when you walk in. Mm. And hospitals have that here. They're the only place with it.
Yeah.
And we just...
Do you know that's needed
in
here?
In the state of California, they just, like, a little while ago mandated that you have to wear a mask in a, like a grocery store or whatever. So, like, stores, it is required to wear masks.
You see, during the lockdown, the initial, when we had the larger numbers of cases, whenever I went to the supermarket, would wear masks. But now... there's no cases in the community. Like, we have no cases in the community. Our only cases are people coming, returning from overseas, like New Zealand citizens who are in isolation. So we don't really have a threat. So no one's really wearing a mask. Yeah, like, no one's wearing a mask here. But there's less need because we don't have cases.
Mm. Yeah, no, we do have
cases. So we are very, very lucky here. Yeah.
We have many.
Yes, you do. Yeah. And it's probably three times as many as
Brian
reported.
Says, you're our number one for a reason.
Yeah, number one. American exceptionalism.
Four more years.
Well, the good news is that our national rugby team is playing for the first time this coming Sunday. So everyone in around the world should watch it because there's full stadium international rugby. We're playing Australia. Australia's team's been here for 2 weeks quarantining. And they'll be playing the All Blacks.
Good for you.
Sunday.
Good for you. Good.
So, Jesse, now's your time to get into watching rugby.
what I always wanted.
I'm dreaming
we actually had to play rugby in high school.
I bet that went down well.
As much as co-ed rugby on a, like, pitted field could possibly go.
Yeah, it's not a co-ed sport. There's too much touching of places.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a bit awkward. Especially, did you say high school?
Yeah,
no.
I used to play, in high school we had street hockey too. That's what I was good at. The one time I did go to check someone and I bounced right off of him like a ping pong ball and hit the ground and he was fine. And he's like, oh my God, are you okay? And I just started laughing because what else could you do when you bounce off of someone like they're made of steel?
Yeah. At least you didn't get hurt.
Oh, no, but it was hockey. I mean, I was expecting to get hurt.
Yeah. Because that's on... Is that the roller blades?
No, we didn't... We just played because it was high school street hockey, so we would just play... You run, and then you have, like, a ball instead of a puck.
Yeah.
The Canadian listenership are just normal hockey? Pissing themselves laughing. That's not hockey! What's that all about?
My friend played... friend played ice hockey.
That's a real sport.
Yeah, and they were on a hockey team, like that was like related to our local like hockey team. But I our school for PE, we would play basically like field hockey, street hockey. But we played on a we played on cement. And then they took a bunch of tables and laid them on their sides. And we technically weren't supposed to check each other because they're tables that are laid on their sides. But people would go flying through those tables all the time.
Yeah. Field hockey, there's no checking. So I guess it's more like ice hockey still. All right. We've had enough doom and gloom, I think. Should we move on to some brighter things? The news.
Yes.
Yes.
What? Yes!
Yes.
Why do you sound like that? I had a stroke!
Ah! That's my gremlin voice. I'm sorry, I do it when I'm excited.
You excited? Is there any news cross your path, Jesse? Gaming news?
Only gaming news. No other news is accepted in this section, ever.
No.
I'm just excited to hear what's up. I mean, obviously, we were talking about the next-gen consoles, and that was less exciting, but, like, I mean...
Anybody pre-ordered anything new? Have we covered that chat? I remember talking about the Xbox and PlayStation, but have we actually mentioned who's getting what?
Yeah, I've pre-ordered the PlayStation. Last episode, you still hadn't pre-ordered
Xbox.
Your
it wasn't
Xbox.
Out.
Has that happened?
Yes.
Has it happened?
Today, an undercover CIA agent for a black site may have contacted me, which means I may be refunded my Xbox deposit, and I may put that into a PlayStation deposit.
Oh.
Because of reasons.
I didn't pre-order shit, because I'm poor.
Trust me, if you think trying to buy groceries in a COVID influenced country was bad, try pre-ordering a console. Holy God. I was up at 8 a.m. Oh, no, sorry. What was that? Rewind. I got up at 6:30 to log into 5 different websites to try and get a sniff of it. And it was like being at a toddler group. Every fucking site shat themselves, man. Like, the biggest retailer in the UK's website was doing for 3 hours. And I'm like, you knew this was coming? It was like, by the way, this is the date we're releasing. Right, okay. Be ready. We're ready. On we go. Ready. Here we go, boys. Gates open. Dun, 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 dun. Site is down for maintenance. Are you sure? Yeah.
Sorry, that just makes me smile.
Oh, it was horrible. I had five different retailers, including Microsoft's own website, which... ironically enough, still tells me to this day I've got an Xbox Series X in my basket. Do you want to continue this purchase? No.
No.
You didn't let me buy it in day one. I don't want to buy it now. So,
Yeah, delivery 2022.
Oh, it's fucking crazy, man. And it was just like, it's the biggest clusterfuck ever in the history of clusterfuck. It's just the pre-orders were an absolute riot. And it's...
What I do like about this is that it there's always been this talk about how consoles are dead and no one's going to be playing on consoles now. And this is probably the most sought after day one.
Do you know why? Because
well, how the hell else are people going to play Bloodborne?
There's a pandemic happening. People are bloody bored. Exactly. And some people are cash rich. Other people are not cash rich. But most people haven't really been spending money on like holidays and cars and grade A drugs.
That's part of it. I think it's also there is a demand for console gaming just because of the ease.
I think
of
folk
it.
Just want a bit of happiness in their life. Do you know what I mean?
What? Well, that's true too. And what I find interesting is that it appears that the these names are ridiculous. Xbox Series X.
No.
I get it right?
Xbox Series S for the poor. X.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
The fans.
It's not sold out
but
yet. It's not sold out in places here. Which I find interesting.
Well, it's a halfway house. It's the kiddie machine. It's the machine you buy somebody for their Christmas because it's a good price point, plus it has Games Pass, but it doesn't have a drive. But you buy that for your kids, so they're kind of like a little bit. Even.
It's kind of like my I have the Nintendo Switch Lite, like. It's not really a Switch. It's just a place to play Switch games.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing, the whole reason a Switch is called a Switch is because it can take
Joy-Cons off.
Yeah. And I'm not complaining because this was a gift and I feel super, super grateful to have it and appreciative. But what I'm saying is that, like, it's not truly a Switch. It's just a place to play Switch games.
I would kill
you know?
To be able to dock it. I would kill.
Yeah, I think about that a lot, too, especially when I'm, like, squinting at something on the tiny screen. I gotta wear my glasses
yeah.
to play.
You go to bed crying each night because you can't play 1-2 Switch. I just want to play 1-2 Switch with people. I can't.
I just wanted to, like, do the fucking, like, workout thing.
Oh, Ring Fit?
Yeah. I wanted to get Ring Fit.
Oh, technically, Ring Fit. We'll be honest here. Technically, you can because you can buy a set of nunchucks and or Joy-Cons. Nunchucks are fucking Wii peripherals. I'm showing my age. If you buy a second set of Joy-Cons because you feel the need, you can actually connect the random disconnected Joy-Cons to your Switch, so it becomes a kind of full fat Switch. So you can play 1-2 Switch and Ring Fit and stuff. But it does involve paying an extra $70 or whatever it is for two Joy-Cons.
More Joy-Cons.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I suppose if you play it tactically, you could probably pick up Mario Party, which comes with a set of Joy-Cons. So that would be that covered, and you'd have Mario Party, which, you know, there's worse things to have, like Corona. And you can then use them when you buy Ring Fit. So, solutions. We're all about solutions here.
Yeah, Stuart's here, your game advisor. We are the Gamer's Guide to the Galaxy.
Four pages long.
The news that kind of... Did you guys see the PlayStation 5 breakdown?
Yeah, it was really cannibalistic and odd in a way.
Oh, I enjoyed watching it.
I don't get off from watching a Japanese guy unscrewing screws. Is that a Phillips or a flathead? Oh, it's a torch.
It's crazy
screw.
Seeing how big the heat sink was. Like, the heat sink's like two-thirds of the
console.
It's
got to be that way. Where consoles have a history of overheating, it's like, what are we going to super... Everything that's went wrong in the past, we're going to supersize it.
Yeah.
I mean...
I think it's quite good.
Not to shit on the Xbox, but I had a 360, and that's basically what the ring of death was just like your fucking console overheating and disappearing into
crack.
The end.
Yeah. Wasn't it like the thermal paste? Like, would just
die? Yeah, you're getting thermal paste mixed up with toothpaste, which was applied to the 360. That was the problem, was the shipment wasn't the stuff it was meant to be. It was just basically toothpaste they'd put in it.
To be fair to them, when I applied toothpaste, Jesus, here, now I'm mixing it up. When I applied thermal paste to my
teeth,
my computer, I was like, is this enough? Is this too much? Is this not enough?
There's never too much. That's the golden rule.
Well, you actually can. So, I do know of someone who put way too much thermal paste and had to, like, they actually thought their computer was broken, took it to, like, the geek squad, and they were like, bruh, this is way too much thermal paste.
I like it thick, but I really like it thick on my bread. That's what I like, my thermal paste, thick. You know, I like it chunky. Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know, I don't like it crunchy. I like it chunky. how can we get to that being gross after we've talked about eating raw tires and raw octopus? The fucking standard here of grossness is pretty wavy.
I don't like peanut butter, and she went chunky, and I started thinking about it. So.
Oh, well. Anyway.
The other thing that came from the PlayStation 5 information after the teardown was the game boost.
It's a teeny tiny hard drive. It's got a little baby hard drive on it. Fucking.
Yeah, the tiny little chips on the motherboard.
Motherboard.
The size of that hard drive was shocking across the board.
It hits me truly a certain type of way that consoles are just like computers. I don't know what I thought they were. But like,
I thought there was a toaster. Child, does it make two? Or,
is that a gremlin sitting in there?
Is that a two slicer or a four slicer? I don't know. I could try maybe four slicing it. We'll see what happens. Actually, you looked at the PlayStation 3 and you went, "Hey, that's a George Foreman lean, green fat reducing growing machine. Put some snags on it. Woohoo! We're in business."
Yes.
Snags or sausages? I don't know.
It's dreadful, man. Sneaking a wee bit of subtle fucking Australianism there for the boys down under, and you fucking just like, by the way, he's used a word that people won't understand around the world. I'm like, do not.
Did you know what a snag was, Jesse?
No.
Yeah, it's just
snags
a sausage.
When you catch your jeans on a door frame walking through. No, it's not. It's a delicious sausage.
Sausage.
Oh, it's a fancy version of a sausage. Sausage.
But the question is, the ultimate question, here's one that will keep you up at night. Is a rolling sausage a sausage roll or a rolling sausage?
Okay, Stuart, that's enough of you. I'm trying to talk about the game boost that's coming with the PlayStation 5 and what games
are
going to allow you to
play. The Japanese
guy
blown into the controller? Because it's a feature no one will use other than Media Molecule.
Oh, I missed that.
You know, see, we gave it to a Japanese YouTuber who only talks in Japanese. Fantastic. Just because, why not get to an English speaker as well and stuff and get to other nations so they can do it? But it was like he was showing.
That's what closed captions are for.
Yeah, but we've argued with this before in the past.
We're cultured down here.
A, closed captions kind of don't work sometimes. And B, I ain't got time to read. But he was playing Playroom, and it was like he was holding up the pad and blowing it and going, and it was blowing a wee windmill, and I'm like, oh, that's a really pointless feature. So,
I like when places try new weird things. That's what Nintendo always do, try weird gimmicks. And I'm excited to use the PlayStation 5 controller.
I mean, the thing about
Nintendo
consoles, at least, is you could throw that shit off a building and it'll still work.
I don't know, like that.
The Switch has
the OG Switch. The OG Switch, I'm terrified.
Has the drifting problem.
I'm terrified I snap a nunchuck at a nunchuck. Fucking nunchuck, not nunchucks, boy! They're Joy-Cons!
Like, the Wii console and everything before that, and my Switch Lite, like, that thing's sturdy as hell. Like,
it's a Souls unit button, it, so.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
So, sometimes ingenuity gimmick stuff actually does something.
But it's not going to. It's basically just in the PlayStation to verify the fact of why they've fucked everybody over and you can't use your old peripherals on the new console. So, the argument I had is Neocon are bringing out a really nice pro controller for Cold War. It looks quite nice. I've got the bog standard black version, but the COD version's got a nice COD paint job.
I thought the PlayStation 4 controller works on the PlayStation 5.
No, PlayStation 4 controller works on the PlayStation 5 only on PlayStation 4 or lower titles. You cannot play PlayStation 5 titles with any PlayStation 4 peripheral, excluding steering wheels, flight sticks, anything basically that ain't a controller, which I think is an absolute joke.
That's interesting.
That's a joke. Not a funny joke at that.
They're actually doing something with a controller, though, unlike Xbox. It's the same crappy controller.
Hey, I've had 28 controllers. I can use every one of them at one time. No, I can't. I can use four.
But why would you want to? The crap controllers. And they probably don't work because they always seem to die. But, like, the whole feedback triggers.
My scuff will fucking give you a run for your money any day of the week.
That's not a first-party game
controller. Fine, then, my Titanfall controller, my Halo Commander Lock controller, my Master Chief controller, my fucking Gears of War Coalition controller, my Aqua Blue, my Midnight Stealth Ops controller.
What about people who... I mean, like, the only thing is like, okay, so you have people who have, like...
What about folk with kids?
Controllers specifically for, like, stabilizing and different things for their hands or whatever. And then, like... That's definitely going to have to be something that you would have to purchase through PlayStation.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Sony specifically at this point.
See, that's the thing as well. Yeah, Xbox, they did the accessible thing, which is an incredible piece of fucking kit, which is like pads and dongles. And I've tried it.
That was a
cool tried it at a few expos, and it's amazing. See, when you get people who know what they're doing to set it up and stuff, like specialists that specialise in that thing. The stuff you can do with that's amazing, but it is a really niche, it's not a niche piece of kit, but it's a really specialised piece of kit. But my argument is that could be plugged into the Xbox Series X and work right away. So it's like, do you know what I mean? It's a no-brainer. Whereas Sony are like, just on the controller.
Yeah, well, no, there's the triggers as well. The new PlayStation controller, they are trying new things.
It's a fucking,
so
it's a myth.
I'm...
Haptic feedback. See, this is the thing I was arguing, right? And I said this the last show. We technically, if in a normal and just and fair world, we would probably have all had a go at a new console venue, like at an expo or a trade show or a road show or a side show or a peep show or some kind of show. but we would all have had a go at it, right? The thing is, everybody is going in blind this time because. The honest truth is the only time you're going to get hands on is when that machine is in your house, and it's going to be either the second coming of Christ or it's going to be the biggest letdown in the world. And I just think I don't really see how the haptic feedback can be. It's just a gimmick again. Do you actually think third party fucking devs are going to sit and use the haptic feedback stuff? No chance. See Barbie and My Little Pony, that is not going to have a fancy controller system and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you could have easily said that the analog sticks were a gimmick.
But they're industry standard
now, aren't they? Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Is that you've got to try new
things. Thing,
I mean,
and...
Kojima will probably use it.
Well, he can't.
Oh, for
he
sure.
Because he's a ghost and we're riding inside him just now through space. Sorry to break it to you.
It's like every time you have to piss, you have to blow.
what the fuck?
I don't know if you know this about me, but I did an entire video on every instance of piss in a Kojima game. So through all the Metal Gears into...
Oh, nice. Send us the link.
Yeah. Oh, I will. I will.
The jokes will document all the times he's took the piss out of the fans.
I went through a hyper-focus on the Metal Gear games and about...
You just get a thing for Norman Reedus. Be honest.
No, you know what's funny is like I went through a weird hyper focus like a couple years ago through all of the Metal Gear games, and I did it in a real fast period of time, and maybe because I did it in a real fast period of time, I was like halfway through the second game and I was like, what is it with Kojima and piss? And then I was like, this has to just be a coincidence, like it can't actually. But no, as I kept going through
it's
three and they zoomed in on the piss and then four and five, like
He's got a fetish.
It's a, it's a Japanese
fetish.
Thing, isn't it?
It's a thing. No, it's just like, it's just Kojima.
It's, I wrote an entire essay
on that man's psyche. Like, I have gone on a deep dive, but instead I just made an entire, like, there is no Pepe Silvia board on specifically all of the times that he mentions piss, and there's bonus shit content, too. So, if you're in...
Yeah, he loves toilet
humor. He loves toilet humor.
And to cap it all off, yeah. You found out he really likes chewing on raw octopus, didn't you? That was a crown on the pissy cap.
No, it was definitely the raw tires.
That explains everything. Also explains why Rubber is his favourite horror movie. That's a good point.
Oh, God.
I was trying to shoehorn that in at some point, and we did there. Congratulations, bonus achievement unlocked.
Bonus achievement.
We're all about side missions here. All of us.
All right, can we get back to the...
It's like a beautiful car crash. Tires everywhere.
Sony have come out with more information about what games are backwards compatible, and there are only 10 games from the PS4 era that aren't backwards compatible.
And they're the good games?
No, it's DWVR, Afro Samurai 2,
Brilliant game.
TT Isles of Man, Just Deal With It, Shadow Complex Remastered, Robinson The Journey, Re Sing, Hitman Go, Shadwin, and Joe's Diner.
Rip Joe's Diner, but so we're not different.
I really wanted you to put Just Deal With It at the end so that you could have went, Just Deal With It, and I could have went, that's a bit harsh, and you went, no, that's a game. I'm like, I see what you did there.
So those are the only games you can't play on the PS5.
Yeah. Yes. Yep, from the PS4. And to be honest, I'm not missing anything there.
Yeah.
The other thing is they've got game boost, and so most games will be boosted, and one specifically, Ghost of Tsushima. That's the reason why we got named, our ship, what it was, is because Stuart misspoke and called the game Ghost of Kojima. is going to have options for...
It was a Freudian slip.
It's going to have options for 60 frames per second. Freudian slip, eh? and it's going to have even faster load times for Ghost of Tsushima.
And it'll have all the Ghost of Tsushima multiplayer already stuff lasts. The new multiplayer DLC and stuff.
Yeah, that comes out next Friday. So I'm pretty excited. So it's pretty cool seeing the game boost and what's going to be available.
But are you...
The quicker load times.
That's the
time of
a can of worms. Are you happy paying upwards of $70 to play Dark Souls Remastered? It's not Dark Souls, it's Demon Souls. I know, I'm head in shame. But are you happy paying that? Or even $100 for the special edition for a handful of digital items and a soundtrack?
Yeah, that does piss me off. The digital stuff pisses me off. So I'm not very keen on that.
Here's the thing, is like, I know people are going to call me old and backwards and blah, 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 blah. But the thing about...
Are you compatible?
The thing that pisses me off is that, like... So you have like, the digital-only purchases or whatever. And the thing is that that's how they fucking murdered us with Photoshop, right? Because it became, like... As soon as we lost the disc, eventually it was like, okay, well, now you have to pay a prescription fee...
But that's the pirates, this key gens and all that generation,
like,
you know what I mean?
It's like you don't own anything, even the things you paid for already. Like, you pay the fucking Photoshop fee, and then you also pay every month for the program. So it's just kind of like, every time I see that, and I know it just makes me seem old and grumpy, but like every time I see that, I'm like, God, I will never own any game I ever purchase ever again. Like...
It's at that point you flip a table and say, fuck Netflix.
Jesse, if you say you're old and grumpy, I'm Jesse Squared. Because, I'm with you on that.
It's like, bruh, I just want to buy it once and own it. Like, I play...
Yep.
I know it's kind of funny because I play online stuff, but like... That I went into it knowing what I'm doing, and they drop new content all the time in the interim. So like, that's you buy the expansion, but then they keep dropping like interim content, and I understand that they have to keep the servers up. For other shit, it's like, I paid for this once, it's over, man. You ask me for more money, you got a big storm coming. Like, it takes me, like, a save up. Like, when I get my paychecks, like, almost half of it has to, like, go into my savings, and everything else goes into paying for other erroneous stuff. And it's like, I save up to buy games. So for a lot of, like, things, it's like, I paid for it. It's mine now. I own it. If you try to take that from me, well, good fucking riddance. I'll start playing outside with sticks again. Like...
I think that's called civil disobedience nowadays, but, you know, you can play with sticks if you want. She's got a stick! Run!
Yeah.
That dodgy-looking kid's back with a stick on the street. I'm going to get my gun.
I'm playing hoop and stick.
You're making your neighbors twitchy. That's what's happening if you're out in the street. Wait a minute! They're wearing a mask! Quick!
Exactly.
These goddamn beatniks.
If you make me pay a subscription fee, I'm playing hoop and stick outside with my plague doctor mask, and there's nothing you can do to stop me. That's a threat.
Yeah.
That
reminds me what the subscription thing. I just got an email the other day from Sony. So this is, I'm more excited for PS5, but this is a negative news. They changed their terms of use. And one of the terms of use policies is that they hold the right to change subscription costs at any time. Yeah,
that was coming.
And so that makes me worried. The price is going to go up.
They're learning from the American housing market and the apartment market. They're like, ooh, we can make more money. These American landlords, they do it. Why can't we? Ooh.
You need to do the whole podcast in that voice.
kept that one behind closed doors.
That was too good. Yeah. Stuart, you had some news about Cyberpunk.
It's gone gold! Woo!
It's coming out.
You. Good times. The hype train is on the way. Though, those slave owners at CG Projekt Red told their team that they would have to work 60 weeks until the game shipped, which tells me everything.
And then they'll probably fire them all.
I don't know.
That's what Riot does.
CG Projekt Red's pretty good. They kind of do care, if you want to understand. So I think they'll be looked after, but I just think they've kind of doubled back on themselves because they said that crunch wasn't going to be a thing for Cyberpunk, and then all of a sudden it's come out that the crunch is very much a thing at Cyberpunk. And then there was a basketball game on or something. There were some guys were throwing a ball at a hoop. And there was a trailer for it that involved Canoe of the Reeves that was very John Wick in nature. It was almost like John Wick 5-4? I don't know, pick a number.
Three's
out. Pile of Bellum's out, it's 4. But yeah, it was very John Wick in nature, and it was like, oh, it's Keanu Reeves, and that came out like the day after the slave driving story broke, so it was like, oh, it's Keanu, everything's fine, but the slave driving, I don't care, it's Keanu Reeves, it's beautiful. Don't mention Bill and Ted 4-3, it's horrible. So yeah, it's coming, it's a coming. There was also some person somewhere, wherever they're printing the real version of the game. The collector's edition comes with a map, and somebody somewhere's got a hold of the map and took a picture of it, so it kind of shows you the kind of grandeur of the world or a Night City, which looks interesting. There's a whole lot of nothing, I'll be honest, but the city looks decently sized, but then there's a whole lot of like the Badlands or the Outlands, or I forget what you call it, but the kind of out or lying bits of it look a bit kind of sparse and stuff, so it looks interesting enough. But yeah, keep doing podcasts and we'll get to a point where it actually exists and we can actually talk about it. It's getting closer, it's a thing, it's happening.
Ooh. I'm interested in seeing like how stuff is handled, because I'm a little bit wary about some of the news I've read about like content and creators and whatnot. But if it's handled Well, I am interested because I do love cyberpunk bullshit, and the tabletop game has some issues too, but like overall is like a fun like romp. So like I'm interested in what the overall game will be like.
Keanu Reeves will make everything better. There you go. He'll make everything better. Just slap a John Wick on it, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, Stuart, have they actually announced the price of those weird expandable hard drives for the Xbox Series X?
Yes, the cost of your first and second child and your third child's left leg. Two children and a leg. It's a hard price to drive, but, you know, Microsoft are...
Dang it, I've only got two kids.
Better get the bun in the oven. It's ridiculous. At the moment, it's coming in at $230, which is a mere $30 shy of the Xbox Series S, which is insane.
That's...
What size is that?
1 terabyte. But
what?
It says 1 terabyte in the box, but in reality, I think it's only like 960 gig or something.
Because it's a custom built one, isn't it? For the
it's the problem with the Xbox is that to play Xbox Series X games, you must have the game on an SDD drive. Whereas to play non Xbox X games, so anything Xbox Series Xbox X to pre-62 OG, you can run them off a hard drive and expand an extended hard drive, so like a USB hard drive, that's fine. And what they're saying is now is that it's going to be a fairy system. So your USB hard drive, you can store X Series X games on it. You just cannot run Series X from it. So what you're going to have to do is basically curate your collection. So you might have COD and nothing else on it, because COD's like 220 odd gig now. But so you might have like 3 or 4 games on your 1 terabyte hard drive, whereas your USB one might have like 8 or 9 Series X games. Apparently, it transfer rates about 8 minutes on a game just now, which seems impressive, but you know, I suppose the argument is that there's not going to be any loading times anymore, is there? So, but if you want to take advantage of some of the features in the Series X, you'll need to put your past backwards compatible games onto the SDD drive, which I think is a bit cheeky. So, like the Instaplay thing and all that, the ability to switch between titles, I don't know why you'd do it, but you can switch between titles at the drop of a hat and stuff, and the fast loading and all that stuff, all of that, you'll no get off the USB drive, you'll only get that off the SDD drive, which it's a little bit cheeky. A little bit cheeky.
Well, I think it's worse with the Series S, where the hard drive's so small out of the box that you're going to need an upgrade, and then you're going to have to get basically the same cost of that console, you could have had an X.
But then the problem as well is that it's only a terabyte. Come back in like 2 years' time, you'll probably have a 5 terabyte for the same money. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit mental how it's one size just now, whereas they could have did like 3 sizes, and yes, charge that price for like 5 terabyte. Fine. But the fact it's 1 terabyte, it's not even like a great fucking deal. I mean, because you buy it the new, you're probably going to need a new one in what, 6 months' time or something?
Well, and that's what I do like. The Sony is just a standard SSD slot. Mm. So you're going to get them cheaper. And there'll be multiple options to choose from.
Is it not a case that there'll be specially designed ones, won't they? That's the thing, they'll release a list of what will work and what won't work. This will work, this won't work.
Well, they've got to be a certain speed, but at least it's open to the open market, and you're not relying on Sony just to make them. Whereas Xbox, you're relying on Xbox to make them.
Yeah, and we don't trust them.
It's a standard SSD slot, you just need the right speed.
My solid state drive is named Solid Snake.
Nice.
Because I kept calling it my solid snake drive. Just thought you'd enjoy that little little tidbit.
I do like that. I do like my Metal Gear Solid. Years ago, talking to, you know, Chris Mosier, they're talking about maybe something they said. I think talking about double denim, and so it made me think of Denim Snake, and so I photoshopped Solid Snake's head onto Chuck Norris wearing like double denim, and I've got he's double denim. Denim Snake.
Canadian tuxedo.
So Denim Snake was mine. I'm claiming it as my invention. I'm sure someone else thought of it too, but
that's what clone you are.
Denim Snake. Yeah, I'm Denim Snake. Double denim. Yeah. That's news, I think.
Yep.
Unless anyone else has got something? No. I think we've been going quite long, so I think we should move through what we've been playing pretty quickly.
Games!
Jesse.
Oh, games.
What games have you been playing?
Me? Pretty recently I finished Nier Automata, and then I cried about it for 4 months. And I'm going to do another replay through for my partner who's never played it, as Bloodborne.
You getting the new one when it comes out?
The remaster of...
Nier, here's a phone number.
I am, because I didn't play... So I didn't play Nier Replicant, because that game is a goddamn nightmare to play.
It's really hard to find, and the controls
are just like fucking awful. So I am interested in the remake, just for accessibility reasons and the fact that like it might actually be a playable game, and because of so much of Nier Automata's plot, like I do know the plot of the first game, but so much of Nier Automata's plot is like echoed, like the twins make more sense when you know the plot of the first game, and so on and so forth. But like I loved Nier Automata so much that I'm getting a tattoo from it. That's the level of how much I loved Nier Automata. So I am interested in playing the remake of Replicant. And then
what's the tattoo?
It's the bottom of Tsubi's dress, the like pattern that's there on my thigh.
Oh yep.
Like the pattern of the dress around my thigh, kind of like a the top of a stocking band.
Yep.
And I love the shit out of that game. I bought a like little music box that plays Weight of the World, and every time I like crank it, I cry. And I'm like, why did I do this to myself? Why did I just buy a box that like makes me cry when I play it?
What PlayStation 5 will do, but.
What are you talking about? The Xbox is a literal box.
I think you'll
find it's a dig your own grave and save investment.
I'm just saying that, you know, the Xbox is a literal box. It is a tower. Excuse me. I believe it is a tower, like to be called
an obelisk.
An obelisk.
It's a mini fridge.
It's the guiding light that guides us through these dark times.
Well, I mean, like, mini fridges do guide me through dark times, let me tell you.
But if the door's shut, is the fridge still working? Is the light still on?
I don't think so.
It's a Schroger's cat in it. If your fridge door's closed...
No, because we all know about the little switch. You can reach up and push the switch when the door's open, so we know that it's not on.
How do you know what's going on in there right now? Like, I'm looking at my fridge right now, I don't know what's going on inside that. I can't see.
Things are slowly rotting, just slower than they would be if they're
on the
outside.
We talk about America.
That's... That hurt because it's true.
May contain sharp edges. That's the warning for this podcast.
To reflect my outside of living in hell, I've also been playing Hades so that I could actually be in hell.
That looks very good. I'll give you that. I'm humming and hawing because a part of me thinks it'll come to the Xbox at some point. But for what I've seen, it looks incredibly well produced and polished, and yeah, it looks good.
You know, like, I was not interested, I forget what these kinds of games are called, where you, like, just go, you try to play through the whole thing, and,
roguelike.
Like, if you die, you go back to the beginning.
It's a roguelike.
What is that called?
It's a roguelike.
Roguelike.
Roguelike. Thank you. I wasn't, like, completely interested in that, but they do offer God mode. For people who are a little less interested in getting completely bodied all the time, which makes you stronger every time you die. I will say that I did get interested in it because the art is fucking gorgeous, and that's how you appeal to me. But it is fun as hell. Like, because I built I just built a PC. Can now play games on my PC. So I actually share with my partner. I did end up connecting my controller to it just because, like, I was having trouble with the ergonomics of, like, dash is, like, was around the space bar and it was, like, cramping my hand, and I was like, I can't live like this. So I attached my my PS4 controller and, like, mapped it so that dash is, like, R1 and attack is X, and it was just, it's beautiful. It's a gorgeous game. It's super fun to play. The writing is funny as hell. And I'm just having, like, a crazy good time with it. The like, difference in, you know, there's a bunch of weapons to try and level up, and, all the different boons you get from the different gods, like, It's just a great time. Like, you get to, there's a lot of varied experience in a game where you're basically running the same thing over and over and over again, but it doesn't feel that way because it's also, like, I think the rooms are procedurally generated, so you never know which rooms you're gonna get.
Do you have passed any of the past games, like Bastion and Transistor?
No, actually, it's funny that I haven't played Transistor because lesbian sword game, but. I am interested now in
Bastion's
going
good.
Back
don't bother with Bastion. Bastion's the greatest game ever to star Ron Perlman that wasn't actually Ron Perlman. Trust me, the amount of time I played Bastion, I'm going, that's Ron Perlman. That's got to be Ron Perlman. Is he the narrator? And I'm like, it's no Ron Perlman. Halfway through,
it's
and I'm like,
the likeness of Ron Perlman.
Yeah, so we can't afford Ron Perlman. So we'll get somebody in.
That's the discount version.
Discount Ron Perlman.
Yeah. Big Perler Ron. That's his name. Discount Perler Ron.
But, yeah, I've been having a fucking great time with this game. Highly recommend to anyone. Like I said, it's super accessible.
It's on Switch.
It is on Switch.
Yeah, I was going to say, why, other than the fact you get thermal paste all over your fingers, why did you choose the PC over the Xbox, the Switch version? Just out of interest.
Oh, because my partner and I are sharing a Switch, our Steam games.
Nah. Yep.
Yeah, that's why. And they have it on. They're more of a PC gamer. I have a console, but like,
so they bought it and you're just playing it off their back. Is that what was that? Is that the core of this argument now? We've now come to the core.
You
spent no money. No money was no no
I
no
paid
money.
Zero
was
American dollars. No.
It's my Steam games with gold.
Listen, Listen, normally lesbians share a closet, but we're long distance, so we have to share a Steam. Like, that's just how it be on this bitch of a planet. But yeah, and I've never really played PC games before. I've always had a console, and I used to have a Mac laptop, but because of art reasons,
Can't play no games on Macs. I don't care who you are, ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, and because of art reasons, I built a PC, I just needed more power. I need more power, and friendship ended with Mac. PC I built with my little gay hands is my friend now.
Poor Mac, he drops him off at the bus station and wave goodbye.
I was like, there's just a deep satisfaction that I get from the fact that I built this. And so I've never played PC games, so I just booted them up, and Hades was one of the first. The other ones is, I play Final Fantasy 14, but I actually play on console, which people ask me how I do that, very difficultly. I don't know how people fucking move on the PC version, but the targeting is way easier on PC than it is on, console, but I just hook up my, keyboard to my console to, you know, yell in the chat, and I'm good to go. But I had never really played console games. I have been fucking around on Overwatch a little bit again with my partner on PC now. And that's a whole other experience. I didn't plug in my controller for that because they don't have the, what do you call it, like shot correction, the aim correction for the controller for Overwatch on PC. So I actually had to steer with my keys, which was a whole... I was like, how the fuck do you guys steer anything in this? I've gotten used to it, but, like, I was just, like, running into walls, and people were probably like, what is wrong with this bitch? And I'm like, I've never played a PC game before. Leave me alone. That's why...
Worst Winston ever.
Well, I did get... I have been getting comms, and people are, you know, like, I'm getting used to it. It's funny how fast you get used to it, but my keyboard is not designed for gaming, so it's been getting stuck and making a clear, weird click that I've never felt before in my life, and I'm like, oh, it's time for me to become a gamer.
Mechanical keyboard incoming. RGB, yeah. Mechanical keyboard incoming. So it lights up all
the pretty colors. That is happening because it needs to match my PC, which lights up, my mouse, which lights up, and my headphones, which light up.
See, if you're going to do that, it's like, it's one of the things that I kind of wish I could do. But when you see a light up keyboard in synergy with a game, so like it lights up the buttons that you have to. So like now you're saying like I don't know what I'm doing. Like, can you see where you can have it rigged up so it lights up the buttons that you actually interact with? And I've seen it where people have got it where if they get shot, the keyboard starts pulsing red and stuff and all that, and I'm like, what? That's fucking cool.
But that's what you're thinking of, and I'm controller like, does I just like want that. Mine to like flash to the BPM of Caramel Dancing. Yeah, no, I won't do that because I won't be able to focus.
Yes, you will.
Well, oh, I might for the...
I bet you will.
That's the first thing. That's the 5 minutes out of the box. That's getting done.
Like immediately, yeah. I mean, like my aesthetic is like in my life is more like naturey, you know, Scandinavian design, blah blah blah. But
IKEA. Don't kid the troops on.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That I mean, I do shop at IKEA, but I do my best to make it look how I want. But my gamer aesthetic is just full gamer gremlin. Like, I just lean into it. Like, if I'm going to have shit that lights up, I'm going to have shit that lights up. And when I'm playing Overwatch, it, like, lights up. My headphones change color depending on which hero I am, which is crazy.
Which must really, really help you when you're playing when they're on your fucking head.
You know what? I can see them reflected in the... In the screen, so you know it is.
You're one webcam away from being a pro. Just look at me, I'm on Twitch. Woo, look at me, I'm a Christmas tree.
I'm like too shy to game on Twitch. Like sometimes I will, I was gaming with the when I did Bloodborne, my first run through of Bloodborne with the Salt Report peeps. Like we streamed a lot of that, and that isn't as embarrassing because like there's other people with me. We did get invaded twice by a guy who destroyed me so bad that he messaged me and said lag ? And I had to type back, no, I'm just bad. while I was streaming, I got embarrassed. I also decided at one point, I was streaming Final Fantasy 14 because there was a new Nier raid, and my friend, who's also really into Nier, wanted to see the raid, and so I was streaming it for him. But we were also doing a different raid, and I panicked, and instead of saying, like, what I meant to say, because I'm a tank in 14, is that my, I named Dark Knight, and I was like, oh, my dark side is down. But I panicked, and for some reason, I just yelled, my nipples! And I'm on, I don't know why, I just, that's what I yelled instead of, oh, my dark side is down. I just, my nipples. And my friend who was with
Twitch
me.
Twitch police came
to like,
the door that night.
My friend who was with me was like, excuse me. And I just said, we'll be right back. Da, 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 da. And my friend's like, we are live. And somebody else who was in the, who's in watching the stream clipped it. So it's now on my Twitch forever clipped. So I get really embarrassed when I when I stream, I don't think I'd ever be a really good gamer, because if people make fun of me in the chat, I'll cry. Like, people make fun of me, and randos make fun of me all the time when I'm playing games. But, you know, when they make fun of me, it doesn't hurt as bad as if, like, one of my friends, if I embarrass myself in front of podcast people, I'm like, don't look at me. But I probably will, because I'll be streaming Nier again, because like I said, my partner hasn't played it, and it's spooky season, so it's time for Bloodborne again. Just do some fun piss around on Bloodborne stuff, go to Snake Town, the usual. I think I was also playing for a while Anime Dark Souls. God, what the fuck is that game called? The Vampire
Code
one.
Vein?
Yeah, Code Vein for a while. Because somebody bought it for me.
I don't know. I've avoided that. I tried it at a convention a while back, and I hated it. It just felt awful. But I think they changed it on release.
Yeah,
before it came out. Like, I'd have tried the beta.
It's pretty fun. You can switch between different, you know, chains. Of, like, you get, like, chain skills, and then you set them, and then you have different, like, modes, and depending on what mode you have equipped, you can change between your chains, and you can switch modes in the middle of the game, too. I think they call it, like, blood... I don't fucking know. It was something really vampire-y. And also, the character creator is one of the best character creators I've ever used in my life. Unimportant, but you can't fight crime if you ain't cute. So, I mean, it was fun. It wasn't the most fun I've ever had. I definitely, it's not my favorite game I've played recently, but, I would definitely recommend buying Hades over that. But I did have a little bit of fun. I am sitting on, a gift. Someone gifted me, Final Fantasy VII Remake, which I am currently sitting on waiting to play, but...
That is good.
Yeah, I'm super excited for it. It's just like I'm exhausted, and that takes mental energy, and I am exhausted from living. Like, if I die a bunch in Hades, it doesn't really affect me that much. I mean, you're supposed to die in that game, but I don't know. That's definitely something I'm gonna have to invest time and energy into. Whereas replaying a game, it's like kind of muscle memory, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's comfort. It's comfort food.
Yeah, exactly.
It's easy to go to. It's ordering pizza in tonight.
Yeah, and I don't have to finish it because I've already finished it. I already know what happens. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, nice. Look, sounds like you've been busy and having some fun with the games. I, too, have been starting playing Bloodborne recently. I had a birthday board game night a few weeks ago. And one of my friends, who is a gamer, I keep trying to get him into Dark Souls, and he just can't. And he always complains, he reckons they're bad games and stuff. But we got talking about Bloodborne with my brother and another friend who's a big Souls fan, and we convinced them to try Bloodborne again. So afterwards, Odin, my son, who's 11, he's like, I want to play Bloodborne. And so we both started playing Bloodborne and co-oping. The co-oping's bad in Bloodborne. I've never done it until now. It's like doesn't work very well.
No.
Like it's real laggy. It's real, real laggy. Like the frame rate drops real bad when I'm in his world. But Bloodborne's, boy, it's good. It's so much fun.
I mean, I always remember. I mean, I would not have made it through without the first time, because I think I talked about this. I've talked about this before, but like I went through a huge period of time where I just did not game, like at all. Didn't pick up any video games. Because I was poor. and the only reason I ever got my PS4 is because I won money in a class action suit against one of my former employers because they were making me work hours and not paying me for them.
Did you work for CG Projekt Red?
No. Good joke, though.
Hey, I'm here to prop the bar up and tell jokes.
So I was able to buy my PS4.
I should really have intertwined there and went, no, it was Ubisoft, but that's a fucking minefield I ain't going into. No.
Yeah.
Stay away for that one, Stuart. Get your fingers burnt there.
We're gonna get blacklisted.
I got it, and I, one of the first games my dumbass plays is Bloodborne, and I remember.
Trust
Jake
me, it's better than Killzone. You want to watch?
I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, but I went in and I remember the first time Jake Lionheart told me,
yep.
"You can just run past enemies, Jesse." I was like, "What?" And like, this is basic gaming knowledge, but I hadn't gamed in so long that I just didn't even think about it. I was like, "God, this! I have to hit everything all the time."
I actually remember you saying that on the Salt Report. Like, I remember you talking to Jake about that.
Yeah,
I was like, a while ago.
It's just like basic gaming knowledge, right? But like, I have no knowledge of it because I skipped a whole generation of video gaming. So all I had to do was get enough insight to summon in my pals. So I went through the whole first part of the game. I somehow got through after not gaming at all. And then obviously I had to do all the in-between parts myself to get to the places where you could open up the summoning areas. But I really made it through my first ever... God, that was my first venture back into gaming, was Bloodborne.
It's pretty full on.
Yeah. I went from 0 to 100. And it was good to have friends in the co-op. And yeah, it drops your frame rate pretty bad, but at least it was there. Kay and I got that wonderful glitch that apparently is a pretty common glitch. So the wet nurse has the, like... Kay and I call it summoning her stand, but like when all the like purple mist comes in, she has a copy of herself in there. But then it's supposed to vanish when the mist vanishes, but it didn't. So Kay and I got what I called the slap chop of sorrow, where like you're just stuck in this circle with two of them the whole time. And somehow that was the time that we won. That was the time that we beat the wet nurse. But we had the weird glitch where we just had two wet nurses for the whole thing, whether or not the purple fog was there, and it was terrifying.
Yeah, that's a full-on boss. Yeah, such a good game. Yeah, what's this friend who's kind of bouncing off the Souls games, the other friend told him, he's like, treat them like roguelike games, and I've never really thought of them like that. Like, really? But that's how I always treat Souls. Like, dying's not really a big problem. Mm. And when he realized that's how they play, they're like a roguelike, that you're just slightly getting better each time yourself rather than worrying about the RPG elements, he's found it a lot easier to get into. So, yeah. So I guess we do like roguelikes if you like Souls games. Yeah. What else have I been playing? I can't remember. Spelunky 2 came out. Any of you? That's another roguelike. There you go. Any of you like Spelunky?
Yeah.
I've never played Spelunky. I have no idea what it is.
It's you're spelunkying through caves. It's a roguelike game.
Your technical term there, you're spelunkying.
It's basically, yeah, it's a roguelike game where you die and you start again. And you're just trying to get better. Mm. And the only way you... There's no leveling, except that as you get through areas, there's four stages to each area, you can provide resources to an NPC who will build shortcuts, so then you can skip an area. Mm. And so Spelunky 2 came out. It's virtually the same game, except the areas are slightly different. Like the different themed areas. So the first is just cave, and then there's jungle theme is the second area. But in this one, Spelunky 2, you have alternative paths. So you can go jungle or you can go volcano. So lava level.
I feel like Spelunky and a volcano is a bad plan.
Yeah. I did get burnt a lot. you do end up getting burnt. It's kind of like dumb ways to die in some ways. Like there's always a death cam when you die, and it tells like it writes in your journal how you died.
Oh, like Hypnos and Hades, who tells you?
it tells you how you died. Yeah. So it's like,
dumbass, you walked in lava.
Yeah, so it's basically what this does. And it's just more bubbly and cartoony type graphics and just horrific deaths along the way. but it's a fun game to co-op. I tried the online co-op with my son because we have two consoles, so we sit side by side rather than having sharing the screen. We thought we'd play online, and even though we are right next to each other and you think it wouldn't be terrible, it was awful. The online, like, you would like move one step and then your character would start flinging around and then just die. Like, it was awful. So we just play locally, multiplayer, which is fun. But yeah, Splunky 2. Did you play it, Stuart?
Not yet.
You've skipped it so far. Yes. No, it's fun. It's more of the same. If you like Splunky, you'll like Splunky 2.
Is it quite funky?
No.
Okay.
I do like they've tried putting more of a story in it. I don't really notice much story in the first one. There's like a loose kind of you're questing for
rip off the Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Whereas this, they've kind of added a bit more. This is like the next generation. You're the daughter of the original characters and you're looking for your parents. And you've gone to the moon and there's another tomb of Olmec on the moon or something, I think. So it's very weird, but it's fun. And yeah, some cool enemies. I played Squadrons, Star Wars Squadrons.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
What really annoyed me is I was under the impression you could play the story as a squad Mm-mm. with friends, but no, you can't. Mm-mm. There is no co-op in the game. Nope. It is just online multiplayer shooter.
Dead Bones title.
It's fun enough to play. It's just I don't like online shooter games, really. And so I wanted to play co-op with my son through the main story. And I don't know why, because it's called Squadrons, and the story, you have a squadron, and there are three other players that could be replaced by human players, but they don't let you.
I was going to say, like, that's a very misleading title we got up there.
But it is fun being a space Nazi. Let's be honest. There's so much cooler than the fucking Rebels. Let's be honest.
Yeah, well, they are loved by most kids, which is kind of creepy. All the bad guys.
It's what it is. I'm a bit disappointed. I'm playing it as well. I'm a bit disappointed that EA have basically come out and went, it's a dead title. There will be no updates. There will be no DLC. There'll be nothing. Alright, fuck off. Yeah, it's a bit strange. The game just launched and they basically it basically was sent out to die. Which I think is really strange, but then it turned out that the team making it is actually working on multiple Star Wars titles. So it's like,
yeah. It's the gameplay's fine. I think the controls I find quite infuriating. Jesse, the left analog stick is the base controls.
You played Ace Combat.
No, I haven't. Mm. It's up on the left analog stick to put up the throttle and down to put down the throttle. But if you want to pitch, stop.
I was
going to
say,
pitch your ship.
Have you watched Top Gun upside down on your couch? It's kind of like that as well. Because you were in vertical.
But yeah, it's still, the right and left on the left analog stick changes your pitch, and so I'm always like de-throttling by accident when I'm just trying to pitch the ship.
You're meant to cycle through your power cycles as well. That's a bit trippy. Because now you can divert power to guns and shields and
shoot, do more power and guns. Yeah, I think that's kind of cool.
It's cool, but it's annoying. I don't like a battle because you forget it's a thing and you're going, why am I going so slow? Wait, it's because I've flip the switcher.
Yeah, I'm going so slow because I'm trying to turn and I've de-throttled by accident because I've slightly angled my right turn down a little bit, and that's the most infuriating part.
It's bad design.
It's not bad design, it's spaceships shooting in space. Pew, pew. I just like the fact that you can hover. You can basically just stop still because you're in space.
Oh. Well, I'm always finding myself that I'm still like, why am I not completely still?
So, like, usually in games, it's like if you slow down, it's like stall, but in that, you're in a fucking spaceship, mate, just stop. Just turn yourself into a turret.
I am getting there. I am getting the hang of it, but it's okay. It's nothing special. It's I'm glad it was like a half-price game.
Budget price for EA, but it's worth the price of admission if you're looking for a wee Star Wars tickle. It's decent. I like it. But then I like Space Nazis, so I can't complain.
I could really throw away the interaction with the NPCs and the storyline.
It feels dead fucking... I know you can play through it in VR, right? But that whole bit feels ported for VR. Like, you're sitting in the hangar and you can only... It's not... You can't actually walk. You're just standing there. It's like, yeah, this is a VR section in it. It's like so...
And you just look at... You look around and then like push X when it's total when one of the characters get highlighted.
It's total VR menu built. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh man, I can see it a mile away. You can't hide it.
Yeah. Well, and even the dialogue's terrible. Like, they're talking to the NPCs and they're just talking about how, like, one of them, the lizard man, he's like a gambler or something. And it's like, I don't care. Like, I just want to shoot spaceships.
You don't care. We've discussed this.
No, I don't. No. I bet Jesse doesn't care about this game either.
I mean, not particularly.
Like, you gotta love the space. Pew, pew.
I mean, like, here's the thing.
Maybe the pew, 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 pew.
Me and Star Wars have...
Pew, 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 pew. I'm just gonna keep pew, pew until you say yes.
They have so many, like, of these kinds of games, and it's like, okay, yeah, well, like, they know it's gonna sell because of the title, so, like... And like you said, that company is working on multiple Star Wars games, so they're just like, they're fucking powing them out.
No, there's no. I sat the other night there and said to me, there's Battlefront, Battlefront 2, and Fallen Order. That's the only Star Wars games there are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's more coming.
But for fuck's sake. But it's like, there's literally only three Star Wars games out there now, on that current gen, which is a bit crazy.
I mean.
But Disney have only owned it for a while.
You didn't have to play
the
shuttle racing game. Pod racing.
Oh, pod racing.
Was that 64?
Yeah. Pod racing. The original.
I think you'll find there's an HD remake of Pod Racing on the PlayStation 4 if you were a true connoisseur.
If you truly want to astral project into the eighth dimension.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of Star Wars games. It's going to be a cash cow for sure.
Disney, it's definitely reasons they bought the title and then immediately made three films.
There you go. You can download it tonight for exactly $11.99. That's a bargain.
No thanks. The other one I've been playing is Genshin Impact, the free-to-play anime game.
Is that basically Breath of the Wild?
It's taking the world by storm. Yeah,
it's basically Breath of the Wild, but with an anime flavor to it, sort of thing. I've seen somebody play
it. It's Breath of the Wild meets Fire Emblem.
Right.
It's interesting because it's like it's one of the Chinese studios that are putting out these kind of like JRPG style games.
They're going to take over the world. It's only a matter of time.
They're
positioning. Trust me, the Chinese guys are positioning themselves for a massive world takeover. Slowly but surely, they're just edging in.
By gaming.
Mm-hmm.
There is...
Yeah,
I am actually kind of interested in some of these titles because there's like a small Chinese company that's making a Journey to the West game that I'm super excited about.
Yes, spoke with that a few months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, Black Myth, Wukong. I'm all about that game.
Yeah, and so like I'm super into like them getting more into gaming. Like I'm super interested of a gaming company creating a game about the culture with which the story comes from, you know what I'm saying? So that's like super duper exciting. But yeah, I've been seeing like Genshin Impact, and then there's also a bunch of what the fuck are those called, the mobile Fate style Gashapon games that have been coming out that are also from the same kind of like Chinese brand doing the JRPG style games.
Crossfire X is for China as well, which is quite that's a big thing because it's a COD VR.
What's real interesting about this Genshin Impact, you know, on the PlayStation, you know, the games always have the logo for the games. This, it doesn't have the logo for the game. It has the logo for the company, the miHoYo the studio.
sounds legit to me.
It was real strange because it doesn't actually have the title in the little thumbnail. It has the studio title. It's actually reasonably fun. Like, I really don't like free-to-play games because they tend to be a bit of a grind, and this may get there, but it's been fun playing along with my son. We haven't got to the co-op section, but when we do, we'll be doing, you know, we'll do some raids and missions together. There's just lots of fancy boys and fancy girls.
Yes, that's truly all this game. I need.
I'm surprised you haven't played it, because when I wrote down that I've been playing it and we found out you were coming on as a guest, I thought that you might be playing it.
I was super interested. I mean, like, come on, I am Final Fantasy 14. Like, what else do I need? They really only need to sell me cat people. That's truly, at the end of the day, no one is immune to cat people propaganda. And I am certainly not immune to cat people propaganda. I play it as a cat person on Final Fantasy. So, like, and my partner was also playing another game that I think came from the same company. And they were like, hey, I'm about to show you your new favorite cat boy. And I'm like, that's impossible. Drops a picture of this cat boy. I'm like, that's my new favorite cat boy. Truly, you've sold me. Done and done. Where do I sign?
Have you played Black Sad? In the cat realm of things, it's really good.
Black Sad's
based on a French comic book. It's about anamorphic animals. Black Sad's a black tomcat who's a detective. It's kind of like 1920s style detective.
Oh, I've seen fan art of that.
It's really good. The game's okay, right? The game's a bit jonk, as the French would say, as a French game. It's good. I really like the world. I got lost in the world when I played it, and it's like giraffes and lions and stuff, but it's like he's built like a shit brick house, Black Sad, and then obviously there's a whole thing about the females look and stuff in it. It's good. It's good. I guess my vote. I liked it.
I definitely am a fan of the... I mean, like, obviously, because I play 14. Also, though, the reason I thought about Genshin Impact is because I definitely am a fan of, like, JRPGs and MMO JRPGs, where I can just
I just posted one of my characters. Yes, this is very anime as possible. Like, it's a little bit.
It's very copyright infringing as possible as well. Let's be fair; it fucking looks like Breath of the Wild, like scarily like Breath of the Wild. But the world, it's basically like somebody took the world of Breath of the Wild and then put in some dodgy bootlegs to populate it. It's like, the fuck? Did Breath of the Wild get in a fight with Naruto? Oh, pretty much, mate. That's pretty much what you're dealing with here.
I'm surprised how well the game actually works, though. For it being kind of this, as you say, like bootleg, potentially, it actually works really well.
You say that, it's probably a massive, massive, massive multi-million sale. That's why it's free to play here. Because it's made them millions in China. They're like, yeah, fuck it, let's just stealthily get games into people's... Let's get stealthily games, and then we can read their hard drives and take all the data for ourselves.
I mean...
Well...
Four more years.
What am I thinking of? That game... The fuck, what is... My brain just fucking
Describe
died.
The box art. We're pretty good at guessing for pictures.
Is it war... Not...
Is it human, mineral, or animal?
It's aliens. It's free to play. Free to play aliens.
Star Trek Online.
No, Jake, and I. Warframe.
Oh, Warframe. Oh, yep. The weird game where it's children inhabiting space ninjas. Perfect.
Yes, actually, that game is beautiful and super fun to play.
I
know a lot of people who play it.
My best friend plays it. Yeah, it's crazy. I hate it because I've lost my best friend to it. So.
You have personal beef.
Yeah, I do have personal beef with, because I've not literally played a game with him for like 4 months because he's just grinding fucking the Plains of Eidolon.
Like, yeah, you gotta grind, but listen, as far as I go, if you're a free-to-play game and you...
But he's a mercenary, this guy. He sells prime parts. He farms prime parts, then sells them for plat, so he can luxuriously put a fucking bonsai tree inside his dojo, of which he is the only member. It's like, listen, yes, this is my beautiful Bonsai tree.
You're talking to somebody who plays Final Fantasy 14, where you're like, okay, I have to level my miner and my alchemist and my leather worker so that I can go ahead and get the minerals to make my armor. And then I go into a dungeon.
Crack is literally a cheaper option.
And it's like the time effort economy, though I say all that, but I don't do any of that. I buy it off the market board. There are market boards everywhere, and I just save all of my dungeon money and then buy it off the market board because it's the like time effort economy, right? Like if somebody does that to calm down, like I know a lot of people who like do the mining can just like zone out.
The same guy went fishing in Final Fantasy. That's what his career was. He was a fisherman, so he played Final Fantasy and just sat with. I don't get it. I just don't get it. But he just sat and fished and made money for fishing.
Yeah, you can make a ton of money through fishing. And then crafters make a butt. Like, what you really want to do is disciple of the hand it. Because once you start crafting shit, you can make a ton of money on the market board. But I can't. My patience. I have patience left beef. I just want to hit stuff.
If it ain't done in 15 minutes and it doesn't involve pressing left trigger, right trigger until you reload and then doing it all over again, I'm sorry, you're not holding my attention.
Well, this thing about this Genshin Impact, I was worried that I can't handle the grind of things, and so far I haven't had to grind, and there is a bit of a story. I'm worried it may get to that point. I'm at the max level I can be already, and I've got to get up my adventurer rank to be able to level up the characters further. But it's been fun. I'm surprisingly fun to play and explore. I'm not that fussed on all the different characters. Like, I've stayed with like the first four I got, and I've got like three or four others that I just can't be bothered with. I don't know if you saw, Jesse, I popped my Lightning Witch character in the chat to see if you'd be... Yeah, I thought it might be... That's your kind of aesthetic, I think.
To be fair, but the post above it about Star Wars Podracer Episode 1 being £11.99 on the PS Store is probably a better post.
It's a bad picture, though. She's actually a lot taller than that. I think I took a picture on an angle.
She's so cute, though.
Why is there not a banana for scale?
A banana for scale. No, but she's so cute.
Yeah, yeah, I thought it would be your kind of aesthetic. She's one of the first characters you unlock. She's a lightning witch.
I understand, like, the picture. Not giving a shit about certain things, though, because as we all know, I played 14. It's like, I'm not unlocking every job, and they can't make me. There's, like, benefits you get to doing it, and that's fine and all, but I don't want to heal in that game. Like, I heal in every other game, but I won't do it in 14. It's a nightmare realm.
Yeah.
And, like... Or, like, they'll be like, oh, you know, Monk. Fuck, who plays Monk? Actually, I know a lot of people who play Monk. But that's not... I don't want to. And people will be like, why don't you do this? And I'll be like, because I don't want to. Is that not enough? Is that truly not enough?
Your opinion is invalid in this operation. You came here for your monkishness, not for your ability. Your personal views are not welcome.
I came here for anime titties, let's be honest. And I get them. And I don't need to unlock every class to get them.
Yep. Swings and roundabouts.
I think this game might be up your alley. I think that's all I've been playing recently. It's free to play. It's worth giving a go if you've got some time. It's not terrible. I like
that review. It's not terrible.
It's like a slap in the face.
Yeah.
Stings at first, but it wears off pretty quick.
I have very little patience for grindy stuff these days because I'm old and grumpy. And again, I've thought that this would be the case, and so far it hasn't been. I think it will get that way, but if I get 20 hours out of it for free, I can't complain.
There you go.
Come here. Stuart.
Hello.
What have you been playing?
Squadrons, we've covered that, so that's not been covered again. Did I talk about Crysis last game? Last show?
I think you're talking about you were going to be playing it, and that
the graphics didn't translate. Total horseshit. So that's that covered. Mafia, the definitive edition is pretty good. If you like Mafia, I grew up with it. It's a total remake from the ground to the top, rescripted, re-everything, very nice. Shows its age a wee bit, but it's probably the best of the current Mafia trilogy. I really wish they did the same if basically effort on Mafia 2, but they didn't. They just gave it the old spit polish. Whereas Mafia's had, like I say, the total reworks. It's pretty good. I played the original back when I was a small tyke on the PC, so it was it's one of the kind of like Max Payne kind of built into my DNA. When I went through that dark misleading time of being a PC gamer, yeah, what a fool I was as a child, foolish child. And then I saw the light and never looked back. But yeah, if you like Mafia 3, you'll fucking love Mafia. It's worth buying. And the only other thing really I've played is Mario Battle Royale.
Because Nintendo
are fucking full of the good times. Fucking, right, we've got a game that's like 35 year old. How do we make it better? What do the kids like these days? They like doing dances. Okay, we're not doing that. I like Battle Royale. Can we make Mario into a Battle Royale? Yes, we can. It's a really interesting idea that, in theory, shouldn't it work, but we've had Tetris 99, which turned Tetris into a fucking Battle Royale. And it's just, it's the same, it's the same company that have handled it that did Tetris 99, but whereas Tetris 99 had 99 players, Mario 35 only has 35 players. And it's really, really well done, and it's really, really annoying.
It's funny. I heard about it from a friend. He messaged me saying, "Oh, it's a battle royale that I can play as an old man."
Well, you can kind of play, but my God, you need to come out the traps running fast, because you play it as you're playing the game, but you're up against the clock, and the clock is pretty severe to start with until you start earning time, and once you start banking time, then it becomes a bit easier, shall we say. But until that
point, then you start getting more enemies appearing from other players.
Yeah, that's the thing. If for every enemy you kill, you send that enemy to another player's game to stop them. If you hit them and kill them, then you earn gold for them and stuff. It's just a fast, enjoyable, quite annoying game. I really like the fact that there's been 19 versions of this game, Jesus Christ, but if you've played any of the 19 versions of it and you know where hidden stars are or power-ups or extra lives are, they still exist in the game. Like, the warp zone in World 1-2 is still there, so you go up the lift and jump up the top and run along the roof, it still exists.
Yeah, you can go. But it takes you to, obviously, not the same warps in the original game.
It changes everywhere. So that's what I do. I usually grind 1-1, 1-2, 1-1, 1-2, and then take on Bowser and stuff. But I've yet to win a game. Came second once. It's good.
It's your white whale.
The closest I've got is...
Yeah, well, I've not won a game of Tetris 99, no matter how hard I try. So,
I don't know Mario. I'm not good enough at Mario to do well. I've got to rank a number 10.
I think I'm
the best 38.
Right, level, because you level up in it.
No, not rank. I don't mean rank. I just mean to. I got 10th position.
The game, yeah. But it's good. If you've got PSN, that's good for you. Congratulations. If you've got a subscription to Nintendo online service, you can download it for free. But be quick, because Nintendo and all their wisdom. Because Nintendo will fucking hate money. We fucking hate money. This is a limited release, so it's only around till the end of March, and then it's gone forever at the moment. But if it proves successful, I don't see why they wouldn't keep it here. It's technically to celebrate Mario's 35th birthday. Congratulations. It's weird. It's the same as how Mario All-Stars is a limited release as well, I found out, where you can only buy it for a set time, and then they're going to take it off the digital store and stuff, because fuck money, why do we need money? Which in itself...
Well, they really don't.
Well, I've played Mario All-Stars as well. Fuck it, let's go Mario crazy! If you are a child, you've been born into a world full of hate and horribleness, but you do have a ray of sunshine that is Mario 3D All-Stars. If you're an old person, Mario 3D All-Stars is like a swift kick to the nuts. Yes, it's your Mario. Yes, it's kind of HD in a way, but it's fucking had zero work done to it. The children will enjoy it because it's their first time into this world of wonder and joy, and it's actually, the games are fucking excellent. Yes, Mario 64 is of a time, and of a time in the fact that it shows that it is the first fucking 3D Mario, and it is what it is. Yes, there's a wee bit of tweaks. The bastard child that is Sunshine, it will always be the bastard child, and you will always get people who fucking hate it. I don't mind it. But it is the first time that's been ported since the N64. That's not true, Stuart. It's since the GameCube. Which is a bit of rarity. No, it's not, I was going to say it's a bit of rarity, says fucking Nintendo, who've got F-Zero-X and forgot all about it in Metroid Prime and that. Fuck that. Where's they ports, boys? And then there's Mario Galaxy. But no Galaxy 2, because fuck, we don't need money. Yeah, they're wonderful, joyful games that could have been... It could have been a beautiful thing, because it could have had a lovely documentary on the history of Mario with Shin Miyamoto and all that, and they could have went into the history and showed you concept art and showed you stuff that fans... like I've said it before, Nintendo fans are a special breed, right? You literally could shit on them and they'd still be happy if it was a Nintendo and encrusted, and it's true, but this is just... It feels like that Nintendo's pegged it and went, by the way, guys, we can fucking do sweet fuck all here and still get fucking loads of money after them. And even better still, we'll pump in fake fucking limitations on it. It's a fucking downloadable title, but we're going to put a fucking window away fucking release on it because why not? And,
it does seem very cynical.
It's fucking weird, is what it is.
All they...
You don't run out of digital copies. All they forgot,
like, oh, crap. No, they forgot it's Mario's birthday. Like, oh crap, it's Mario's birthday. What are we going to do?
We're going to bring out a remote control car, motherfucker. That's what we're going to fucking do. You seen that? Mario Circuit Live?
Yeah, we talked about that last time.
Yes, I will have one.
I'm still tempted by it.
I will have one in my possession by next record, I think.
Are you getting a review copy?
Is the Pope a Catholic? Because we all know the answer to that. Maybe going to get a Game & Watch as well, which is just the alarm clock we spoke about. So, yeah.
I don't know why it's called a watch.
An alarm clock.
Yes.
Do you know about that?
It's my memoirs. That's what my memoirs are called. It's called Game & Watch.
Do you know those like handheld consoles before Game Boy that just had like Donkey Kong on or like...
Yeah.
They're like...
called Game &
Watch. They were just like... Was it... yeah. And so they're re-releasing that. So it's like the SNES Mini they released, but it's those old games,
It's a mere basic version of a mini console. Huh.
And so it has all those, like, because it was a Zelda one, wasn't there, originally?
Yeah, there was a load of them, but this one's obviously for Mario's birthday. Super Mario Bros. On it. So...
Yeah, so it's like one of those little basic black and grey screen consoles, but... Yeah, and to make it more like it's worth getting, because the games on it are very limited,
it's an alarm clock.
It works as an alarm clock.
Oh.
But it'll also work as a device to break windows as well, or stop doors from shutting. So, yeah.
I mean, you know what? I'll take the alarm clock.
Yeah.
So it's like that like copper color that from that the old those little handhelds used to be, like this weird metallic copper
brushed bronze, I believe it's the technical.
Is it not backlit also, so I also have to buy an external light so you
don't
play it?
I don't think it is. Maybe. I know the originals, aren't they?
Nah, they must have done a proper LED screen. They must have a real LED screen.
Is that where the money's went?
That's where all the money's went.
Where the fuck is the money? The money went on the software.
It looks like one of those old little handheld devices, but it does a little bit more, and it has a clock face, so you can have it as an alarm clock next to your bed.
Because honestly, if it has a backlit screen, it's already worth more than it was before, because I remember.
I was there the day the Game & Watch came to my shores. I remember it pillaging. It pillaged everyone. Fucking stick man and his dodgy tramper winning an ambulance game. Bastard.
Yeah. So it is a weird thing, but I still want a Mario Kart, so send it to me, Stuart. I'll review it for you.
Yeah, so that'll be fun playing AR Mario. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm putting my money on it. That'll be this year's big Christmas want from the kiddie winkles is that Mario Kart game.
Man, I'll want it.
I know that. Like I said, they're a special breed Nintendo fans. You know what I mean? I know the cattle we heard here.
You're lonely, I played Rogan. Mario Kart during a... I was selling tabling at a convention once. That was exciting, except no... You can't do that, because as you're swearing, like, people don't want to come over to the table where people are like, ah, fuck! And...
No, this is a Tourette's seminar. That's easy for me to say. Seminar.
Seminar.
Look away, it wasn't a seminal seminar. Or semaphores. Or I would have been seminally fucked. Luckily, there was a semicircle.
But just, you know, you've heard about the actual real Mario Kart that Stuart's talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a real kart, but you've got a camera.
It's not a real kart, it's an RC kart. It's like, go-kart, here's a real go-kart you get in, kids, and you go in the streets and every motherfucking bus mows you.
You can
do
that in Japan.
Yeah, and it's against the law.
You go to Tokyo.
It's against the law.
I would be really into the idea of just like a go-kart ring, except we can just fucking kill each other. Like,
un-Nintendo. Like,
it's just
no,
like,
one dies in Mario Kart. Like, no one.
Nintendo. If you really did some of the like banana peel turtle shell stuff IRL, it would be more Mad Max than it would be like cartoony
true.
Fun.
I have threw an apple full force off my brother's head once, and my god, was the sound satisfying. And I kind of that way where a piece of fruit disintegrates internally, but the skin stays intact. That's beautiful, beautiful.
The same thing happened to his head from the sound
chef,
of it.
Chef's kiss, what gave away first, the skull or the apple? Don't know, but we'll find out. I'm covered in applesauce!
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're asking for Bloodborne cart like everyone else's.
God, I wish.
Carting game.
I wish. I know that there are two things will never happen. There will never be a Bloodborne 2, and there will never be a PC port of Bloodborne. And I'm just going to have to accept it. But, like, we could live-action Bloodborne cart. I'm just saying.
Yes, we could.
We could make this a reality. Eyes on the inside.
Yeah. Stuart, have you played anything else?
Yes, lots of things. You name it, I've played it. So, yeah, good chat.
Do we want to talk about it?
Played SingStar Queen. Freddy's dead, so I can belt out some hits and he'll no fucking care. Yeah, it was alright. Brian May got a bit of money off me. Yeah, right. But, yeah, if you like Queen, you like singing in the privacy of your own home. It's good.
Yeah. Well, now's the time, because no one can go into the bars.
Yes. See, it's all coming into beautiful fruition. Beautiful. COD betas this weekend. I'll be trying that. So Cold War chat next time.
There you go.
Okay, because I know how you like my Cold War chat. Or any COD chat. New season in COD. Vampire Bat Execution. That's quite fun, I suppose.
No one cares about
Everyone
COD.
Everyone cares about fucking COD. Everyone.
I realize it's Call of Duty, but my dumbass brain was like... The fish.
Yes, because the body's not fucking. It's not. What is it? Not cooked. It's just dead. Is that,
No. It's like it's raw, but it's dead.
Yep. Cod. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Like eating a
fish
like
corpse.
Eating an old
fish
cod corpse.
Yep. That's my clan. My clan's actually named after Tim Curry, but that's another story for another night. It's amazing.
Well, I think it's time to call Kojima.
Yep.
Because I need a pee.
Yep. But before we go,
time to wrap
hold on,
up.
Siren. Somebody in the sound effects library, give me a siren. I want to call a meeting.
All right.
Now, no one's died this episode, but I believe there's an alien amongst us. We need to vote to jettison somebody outside the doors because there is an alien amongst us.
I've never seen an alien in my entire life. I have no idea what you're talking about.
A jank, Charles. Well, just size 10 boot off the back side and out the window, out the door. What do you think?
Yep.
Okay.
Last in, first out.
Oh, fuck. I can't believe you've done this.
Bye-bye. Boof. Whoosh.
Fuck, there's no sound in space.
Good thing we got
whatever.
It.
Good thing we kicked her before she could actually pimp anywhere we could find her.
Jesse, can you tell us what where people can find you if you want to be found and where you want to be found?
You can find me as at Filthy Wizard on Twitter, and all my links are linked right there on the pinned tweet.
Awesome. Top follow. Thank you for joining us, Jesse. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me and then jettisoning me into space. That's what I've always wanted.
It means you've got an out. If you don't want to come back on the podcast, you can say, oh, look, I'm dead.
You always did want a room with you.
Room with a view.
View.
Space.
I was going to say you're right as well. Also means she can technically come back through time and space, because technically you're not really dead. We'll pick you up next time round. We'll go the long way round. Anyway, you can catch me online at FuryAC3 on everything under the sun. Or you can hear me singing Under Pressure featuring David Bowie, who is dead as well. What dead people in this episode, actually?
It is the Ghost of Kojima.
It is the Ghost of Kojima. It's fucking October and it's a haunted house, isn't it? And we're one Brian away from fucking ectoplasm explosion.
And because Stuart keeps talking, I'm Beta Van Odin in most places, and this podcast is at Gamers Guide Pod or something. I don't know. Gamers Guide to the Galaxy.space is our website. Go there
and find nothing.
And it's been another episode. And yeah, not much.
Anyway.
It's space. Anyway. It's empty.
Well, are we going to do the sign off?
We're going to end it right now.
Are we doing the sign off?
Yes, we are, to keep Brian happy.
Okay.
Don't forget your
sorry, I killed you, Brian. Catchies.
Bye-bye.
That is the cheese
bye-bye
of the cats.
That was a terrible wrap up.
Stuart, he's what you call chocolate box Scottish or shortbread tin Scottish. He's like the wee Scotty dog and stuff, wee tartan tin for your granny. It's like the tourist stuff. Here he is. Oh, he's just enough Scottish to make you feel like you're talking to a foreigner, whereas I'm what they hide behind the wall.